Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for the bonus episodes we do for Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. Today we have a very special guest with Norm Orenstein, who's an emeritus scholar at the American Enterprise Institute and a contributing editor for The Atlantic. To hear this along with all of our past bonus episodes with guests like Cory Booker, Billy Eichner, and Q&As with Rick and Molly, as well as gaining full access to The Daily Beast's fearless journalism, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
So my first question for you is, when we just started to talk a minute ago, you said there was something that happened today, and this is not going to air till Sunday, but I think we'll still be talking about it on Sunday, that got you a little bit upset, and it got me a little bit upset, too. Do you want to talk about it?
So one of the people who I have had disdain for a very long time is Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House. And we went from him basically making excuses for Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, you know, it's unfortunate, got elected to Congress, but who should be expelled for behavior that is just beyond any pale that we might consider. But that we saw McCarthy go down to Mar-a-Lago, meet with Trump, and issue a statement about how they had this wonderful conversation and we're going to work hand in glove to elect a Republican majority to the House in 2022. Stepping back from it, we have a president who, this is not an allegation, it's a reality, openly incited a violent attack on the U.S. Capitol, trying to overturn the results of a fair election that resulted in at least six people dying, 140 Capitol police and other law enforcement people injured. Some severely, one who might lose an eye, others with brain injuries, battered and stabbed with poles and other devices, people who were intent on killing the vice president, lynching the vice president, because his president urged them on and could have killed a number of members of Congress. A woman who stole the laptop of the Speaker of the House to sell it to Russian intelligence. That's what this president did. We've never seen anything like it. And the Republican leader of the House goes down to embrace him and talk about how he's going to be popular again and they can work together. To say disgusting, detestable, I can think of a lot of adjectives that start with D and others that start with other letters. It's just hard to describe how vile all of that is. And that did not make my day when it happened.
Yeah, it seems as if McCarthy is going to just, you know, he had this moment to be free of Trump and he just went back for more.
It's McCarthy deciding that he is going to tie himself to this terrible president, try not to have any consequences or get any distance from the behavior of this president, the traitorous behavior of this president. But let's also consider that he has criticized only one member of his own conference.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.